Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Morning Show, Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony, Chris Mack. He'll be back on Monday. A big thanks to producer Matt, as always. I don't know why I'm thanking you. It's your job, but you do really well at it, Matt. So thank you for that,
for the effort, Paul.
Every day. Absolutely, positively. Okay, a job, and we're looking at this and we're saying, how is this guy going to assimilate himself? You know, he's new, he's coming in. Is he going to be okay? What about the first game for Jeff Carter last night as the Penguins drop one 2-1 to the Flyers in a shootout? What did Mr. Carter think about his new digs?
I think in the first period, I felt like I was kind of standing still, thinking about, you know, systems and stuff like that and trying to figure out where I was supposed to go. Second period, I think I just started to play hockey and use my speed. And that's when we started creating some chances as a line. And from there on, I thought we did a pretty good job of keeping things going north and attacking the net. So something to build on for sure.
All right. Well, Jim, we'll get Sully's take on Jeff Carter in his first game, because I don't want to say the score and the result was inconsequential, but they're at the point in time where they're going to get into the playoffs. You drift into them. You hope everybody stays healthy. We'll hear Sully on Jeff Carter in just a couple minutes. We'll get into the tag situation. Great assist from him. A couple takeaways for me on Jeff Carter. One, I knew he could skate. He could really skate. There's that. Two, and this is one thing that I didn't anticipate. I knew he was big. I didn't think he dressed that big of a game. Did he jump out at you on the television and how big he looks?
Yeah. Some of it is who you're out on the ice with.
Right.
So it's relative and everything else. And neither, you know, McCann's not small. Zucker is smaller. I think the thing is with Carter is that I hadn't really seen the guy play in about 10 years. Because how much do we see West Coast hockey? And unless you're a complete fanatic and you don't have to get up at 3 or 4 in the morning, then maybe you've seen a lot of him. I haven't really seen him play since he was with the Flyers and the Blue Jackets. And so for a guy at his age to get up and down the way he can, and I thought that was a really good description of or a good self-evaluation. And did you expect anything differently from him?
No, and the self-evaluation now is where the meat comes in for me. He was just kind of hesitant for a little while yesterday, and maybe even for the whole game, because he probably didn't want to screw up more so than he wanted to make a great play, and more so, he's just getting off a plane, he's just getting here. For me, he becomes an incredible, useful part because of the size, because of the speed, and because of what he can do once, and probably launching this weekend, once it's kind of like, okay, I'm comfortable, I'm just in this. What I saw with my eyes last night, and I don't know how anybody else can have a different takeaway, we all have opinions, I'm not telling you yours is wrong, but what I saw with my eyes was, my gosh, this guy is going to help. He's going to help the way that they play. He's somebody that as soon as he learns the system a little bit is going to be really, really good for this hockey team.
Well, there's going to be Penguins fans and the Penguins themselves can only hope there'll be a trickle down when Malkin and Kapanen come back, because then all of a sudden, you know, it becomes, because I don't think he'll have McCann at that point. I would expect McCann, but you know what? Maybe not. Maybe they'll put Zucker with Malkin and Kapanen and keep McCann and Carter together, because you know Sullivan and other hockey coaches always talk about pairs.
Right.
And the first line is the first line, but then if you put Malkin and Kapanen, you can kind of put another guy on that wing, and the same thing with Carter and with McCann. I still thought that they would do it the other way around, that they would have McCann play more of the center position, and in some instances it looked like that's what happened, at least defensively. And that Carter would play more of the wing, but The guy was 9-4 on faceoffs.
Yeah, I mean, and he hadn't taken them a whole lot in his time in L.A. It wasn't like he was a number one faceoff guy or took faceoffs all the time. He jumped right back into that role. And Sully on Carter.
I thought Jeff had a good game. You know, he's I think his skating ability really stands out. He's got real good hands. He can still shoot the puck extremely well. They generated a number of scoring chances. I thought he did pretty well in the faceoff circle. Especially given the fact that he hasn't taken a whole lot of draws this year, but he won some faceoffs for us. So overall, I thought he had a pretty good game for us. You can see how he's going to help us become a better hockey team. I think the more familiar he gets with how we're trying to play, I think it's just going to help him even more moving forward. So we're real excited to have him as part of the group.
Sully on useful part, Jeff Carter. You can text us all about that, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. To another useful part who garnered an assist last night, his first NHL point, John Taglianetti. And we joke about it, but Jim, and this is something where you're perfect at. This is all you right now. You see those guys work. You're in there. You're in the locker room when the locker room was open for, you know, it's not open really anymore.
Danny Kroll, one of our favorites.
One of our favorite guys, one of the best guys. And Dana Hinesy and all those guys that are in there grinding it. But there comes a time when the clock starts and the game is on and they're out there and they have their before-game duties. They obviously have their after-game duties, which is thankless and no fun, grinding through laundry at 2 in the morning, pulling in another team that gets here, pushing a team out to get them to the airport and all that. But when the game starts, they honestly have duties to keep that bench in order, to keep things moving, and to make sure, from a logistics standpoint, things are run as simple as possible. And part of that is broken stick, get one to the player, get one on the ice. Taglianetti did that last night, and it helped the Penguins score a goal.
It did. It was unbelievable because Sid did what you're supposed to do. Defenseman loses his stick, so a forward gives it up. And then, oh, here goes Letang up the other way. And actually, I believe it was Dumoulin used Sid's stick, right, to get the puck to Letang, and Letang rushes up the ice. And then I retweeted this morning. You put it out there. You got the great angle of it from beside the bench, kind of, and behind it, and where you see Sid just come, and Tags is like reaching way over everybody, and then what? Seconds later, Sid scores on a rebound. It was unbelievable, and you're right about it. And speaking of Sid, like, his skates have been a mess from time to time, and that's what those guys have to do. And you know, it's not just the sticks; it's all these other little minutiae that actually is like major issue, whatever. I don't know what the other, the opposite
little stuff
of that
is big stuff for hockey players at that level.
Oh, absolutely.
It really, because it can be the difference, and it was there. That's the difference. Did they
so
win
quickly.
The game? And I think that's a big thing with what Mike Sullivan said. If we win the game, it's gigantic. It's still gigantic. We would have celebrated it some more. But to see that, it takes the whole team, and they're part of the team. And there isn't, and I mean this, there isn't a nicer young man or somebody who works hard like John Taglianetti. He's a really good guy, and so you feel good for him.
Right, and it's the first assist from a Taglianetti for, 20 years?
Yes.
Almost?
Yeah. Well, Pete never passed the puck, really.
Actually, it's almost 30.
There was that, right? You going to get on him a little today? I'm sure he's gotten a bunch of texts that it was the prettiest assist in Taglianetti family history. So there's
I'll
that.
I have to text both of them.
Yes, but great, great stuff from him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.